All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode something plus one of Jean-Luc Walking. I just bought stuff in a bag that doesn't have handles, in which I improvised handles by ripping holes in the bag. It's working okay so far, but I'm worried about it tearing itself apart since this was not meant, it's not how it was meant to be held. I'm currently going to the store place to see if they're still open, and if they are, to get a new plan for my phone. So that will be cool. Hopefully transfer my number as well, so I don't have to worry about giving people a new don't have to worry about giving people a new number. So that's good. And yeah. Just waiting at the light again. Got the nice big red hand telling me to stop. Thank you, dear red hand, for telling me to stop. I'd be lost without you. Hopefully it's going to change now, because all the lights are red. All of them, all at the same time. I guess that happens sometimes, but it seems like it's been a long time now for all of them to have been red. Oh, gotcha. There's a bus going through, that's why. Okay, so when the bus goes through, they're all red, but the buses still go, and that makes sense. That's cool. Nice. And, oh, come on. No, I can't. The car is going in the same direction, like parallel to me, can go. They're allowed to go, but I can't go. God damn it. The traffic lights obviously hate me. Because of that, I'm now going to eat some chocolate. If I can get it open with one hand. Oh, it turned. So now I have to walk while holding the thing in one hand. And, oh, the car just honked. And, okay. Okay. And, yeah, looks like we're all good. So that's cool. It is going to be interesting to see if I can open this with one hand. I'm actually, like, not going to do other methods that could potentially let me open it with two hands, because now I'm quite curious if I'll be able to open it with one. I think I can. Oh, I got it. I got a piece like that done. I think I'm pretty much good from here on out as for a chocolate open. Although it's actually a pack of three, which are all individually wrapped. So I don't know. Maybe I won't. Although the each individual piece is pretty easy to unwrap, so I think I'm gonna be good. And here's an individual piece I just pulled out and attempting to open. If I didn't have like my chest to just hold it against, I might be a lot less successful at this. But there we go. It's open. It's come on. It's not cracking. Why is it not cracking? There we go. Come on, yeah. Whatever. There. Successfully obtained a piece of chocolate. But now that I think about it, you probably don't want to listen to me chewing chocolate. If I had to guess. Oh dear. The microphone fell off the thing. I don't know how much of that you could hear. I apologize. Gonna stop recording for a second and then be back. Bye. Alright. So hopefully the microphone won't fall out this time. Also, it was really wet when I took it off. That was weird. I think it's just sweat. Just like globbing up sweat because it was only on one side. And it hasn't been any rain, so. Yeah. Interesting. Honking car. I don't know if they're honking at me, but I don't know. Anyway, nice smell of gasoline, blah, blah, blah. So I went in the store and said, hey, can I change this phone over to that plan on the different carrier? The guy's like, no. I'm like, ugh, why not? And apparently it came down to, because it's already on a plan with a different carrier, and so it's not working and stuff. So now what I have to do is tell my current carrier to transfer the plan to a different phone, but not cancel the plan, because if I cancel the plan, I'll lose the phone number, and I want to keep the phone number. But transfer the plan to a different phone, and then, or transfer the number to a different plan on a different phone, but I want it to be the same phone, so I have to transfer the current plan onto a different phone, so that the current phone isn't assigned to any plan, so that then cool stuff can happen. Yeah. Woot. So I have to like go find one of my old phones that still works, which is going to be an exercise in trying to do stuff and stuff. But still going to be cheaper than buying a whole new of the exact same phone. Ooh, have I ranted about this phone yet? Ooh. So, the reason I want this specific phone so badly, doesn't have to be this phone, but this model of phone, is because it's pretty much the last remaining keyboard phone. There was one made in, 2014, I think. I think 2014, that, but it actually has worse specs than this one. And then there's the BlackBerry Priv, which was released recently, and it costs like $700. Doesn't have enough keys, and has them on the wrong side. They're like the beard instead of a slide-out phone. I mean, it still slides out, but the wrong direction. It like keeps the phone in landscape, basically. Keeps the phone in portrait, sorry. Instead of landscape. Whereas mine pops out the keyboard in landscape, basically. And so, seems like keyboard phones are pretty much dead, and we're gonna have to like just not have a keyboard, which I'm super, super sad about. And honestly, I might buy a phone based on the availability of one of those like Bluetooth keyboard cases for that phone. You know, if there's a recent phone that has a keyboard case, which like has enough keys, because it has to have the symbol keys, have to have shift and stuff. Although it has caps lock. Of all the keys it doesn't have, it has fucking caps lock. Like, what the hell? You guys crazy? Caps lock? I've never used it. I've used it like thrice on my computer purposefully, and, you know, plenty of times on accident on my computer. Never used it purposefully on my phone. Ever. Ever, 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 ever. It's just such a dumb key. It has no reason for existence. Why does it still exist? But yeah, my phone has an actual keyboard. So that's cool. Like, just making posts and composing emails are just so much easier on a keyboard with buttons. Okay? Buttons. Buttons that I can press with my fingers. But apparently all the other phones are just like, nope. Nope. Don't want to do that. Nope. 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 Just like, apparently no one else wants it, just me. But you know, I can really feel myself starting to like wear out. It's surprising. Well, it's not that surprising. I've been out for like an hour and a half, just walking and talking. Although at one point I only did talking while talking to the guy about phone plan stuff. I should have looked at their hours. I forgot to do that. Anyway, you know, details. What I don't get is why don't, or maybe I'm wrong on this, but why don't cell companies sell little hotspot things that you just plug into the internet and then it becomes a mobile signal? Because there's like, if I'm choosing between two stores that are roughly equivalent and I have signal in one store and don't have signal in the other, I'm gonna pick the store that I have signal in. So there's definitely incentive for stores to buy signal, basically, you know? But they don't, as far as I know, it doesn't exist. I mean, there are phones now that'll do like Wi-Fi calling and that sort of stuff, but with all this shit about every single Wi-Fi network, you have to click OK or log in or whatever, or verify your phone, whatever bullshit. It's just not the same. Quote unquote free Wi-Fi is not the same as other stuff. It's funny, one of the major differences actually when I went to England was that almost all of the open Wi-Fi networks were actually protected such that you had to pay for them. They were paid services. And apparently there were like mega corporations that owned a whole bunch of these things or something, but yeah. Beep. Oh, hey, it turned yellow. Is this person gonna go? They're slowing down? Okay. I guess they are gonna go. Cool. Have a lookout for anybody else who wants to break the law. Like that person, but they stopped. Thank you. And there we go. Yeah, I wonder if someone could like figure out where I walked. Actually, that'd be kind of creepy, but just but you know, it'd also be interesting. Be creep interesting. In creepy? Was a fire truck, in case you didn't notice, going onto the highway. And not just any fire truck, but a fire truck with its lights on. The lights that say, "Move, bitch, get out of the way. I'm important," which is actually like true in this case, is that they're, you know, stopping fires is more important than getting my pizza on time. Much more important. Well, running out of stuff to talk about again. Maybe I'll talk about what I'm gonna get at the store. So at the store, three things. First thing, earmuffs, which I feel like I looked for before and couldn't find, so maybe I have to ask the person. So I'm always really nervous to do, but I need to get over that because it's not that bad. And so I've started, like when I, actually both of the things in this bag that I bought, I had to ask the person where they were. Both of them, you know. I mean, there's technically three separate items, but two of them were very similar and they were in the same location. So all of them I had to ask a person where they were, and I had to ask two separate times. I don't know if I pressed the button. I feel like I haven't, but I'm. Maybe it's just taking a while. So at the store, I need to get earmuffs. I need to get ramen, because I've been using ramen as like the solid food craving solver of like when I eat Soylent exclusively, my body still wants solid food, And so I will eat dry ramen, like literally just, what you can do is you can crush it up while it's still in the little bag. By the way, I'm talking about instant noodles is another name. So like some people, I say ramen, they have no idea what I'm talking about. Instant noodles. That are like dry and stuff. And you can just crush it in the bag and then eat it like that. And apparently that's really weird, but I do it that way. And also it's really cheap, oh my god. Oh hey, if any of you were wondering what the answer was to what I bought that one time when I was like, it's super cheap, it was ramen. That was what I bought. And actually I ran out of that ramen because I ate so much of it, which is surprising, but I guess, yeah. So now I'm gonna go buy a bunch more of it. That's probably, you know, even if I eat like two a day, that's what, 40 cents? Like, I'm not gonna be too bothered. You know. Oh, and you'd also like, for the dry ramen, you can open up just the top, and then you have your like bowl as well. You have to like pour it into a bowl. And then you can take the seasoning out, strip it open, dust it in, and then just shake the bag around. And then it shakes all the seasoning around. Mostly it still like sinks to the bottom for some reason. There's another person going by, so I'm being quieter and stuff. But yeah, and then you can get the seasoning in and it tastes sort of better, but also really salty because the seasoning is mostly salt. I actually have two, like, ones that are supposed to be ham flavored, which I was intending to actually, like, cook them normally as opposed to just dry so that I could taste the thing better, which I may or may not do when I get home. That sounds like a good idea, but I may not do it. Because again, what I was saying of, I'm like in a different mood once I get home. When I'm, you know, normal, not walking and talking. But as of currently, I'm in a walkie-talkie mood. That sort of makes the most sense. But yeah, earmuffs definitely are a thing. Oh, I did. There are three things I need. List off two things. The third thing is chocolate syrup, which I use to flavor my Soylent. Because, I don't know, sometimes I can't gulp it down unless it's got sugar in it. So I do that. I remember one of my coworkers was like, "God, what's the point? You have a perfectly balanced diet and whatever, now you're putting chocolate syrup in it?" It's like, the amount of chocolate syrup I put in there is tiny, and it is much better than what I used to eat. Like, especially if I wouldn't have drunk the thing when it didn't have chocolate syrup in it, you know, which is the case most of the time. So in that case, it's good to do that. And stuff. Yeah. But right now I need to text my bank and make sure I have enough money in the right account. I mean, I don't expect to be spending that much except that I pass right by fast food places, goddammit. And so I'm probably gonna have to buy from one of those. But only a little bit, therefore it's okay, right? Lots of threads that I got emails about there being new posts for, so that's cool. Check that when I get home. Miscott made a comment, something to like, what do you say? Oh yeah, you and Bresso had a totally fine time making tulpas. And I remember it got me like really pissed off. Because, especially just the way he said it, like, just of sort of saying it, but not really. It really pissed me off. I wrote a post in reply to it. And then, finished it, hit submit. And a little bit later, I sort of looked back on what I just thought, I'm like, wow, I got really, really mad. I don't quite know why. I'm still a little bit miffed about it, to be honest. I mean, his reply to my reply was less than satisfactory. Didn't seem like he even got the point, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's just being fun, jokey, missed God, which probably makes the most sense. But, because, that's what he usually does. So yeah, that happens. Said there in fast motion enough that I interrupted myself was that I don't remember why I was talking about, and then I remembered, which was because I had seen all the emails of new replies, and I remembered one of the replies that made a mark in my memory. Why is this bus going so slow? Like, what? I guess maybe it was like new driver or something. Weird. They're going super slow around that corner. I haven't taken a shower in a bit. My hair's all greasy. Yeah, it's funny, sometimes people, I'll comb my hair but not wash it because washing it takes too long. I'll be like late for work or something. And people will come up to me like, they'll say, yeah, what sort of grease do you, do you put stuff in your hair? What sort of stuff do you put in your hair? I'm like, I don't put anything in my hair. It's just naturally like that, which is, technically correct. technically correct, yeah. But I wonder if the store's still busy. It's pretty much store being busy time, so probably. But yeah. Car is zooming by, flip-de-doo. Meow. Man, cars, you gotta go faster and honk your horn at the same time so that you make the meow sound. Gosh. Because of the Doppler effect. Woohoo! I know science, Ness. I'm smart, guys. Oh yeah, this light always takes a long time. I was about to comment on how long it's been taking, but it always takes a long time. It's not really special this time around. For how long it's been taking in this time around. You know? You don't know? What? Fine then. That person, oh, okay. I was about to say they left their blinker on. Why can't I go? Come on! Really? What? Okay, last time, remember I was saying that, like, the people parallel to me got to go, but I didn't? This time different, because that time, they were turning left, and they had a green arrow to turn left, and turning left was turning in front of me. But this time, nobody turned in front of me. I mean, I guess they could have, but, like, I don't like having to wait. For some reason, I thought the word wait started with an F. I don't think I was intending to swear. I'm pretty sure. But, So I just saw an ad on a bus that said refinance your season tickets. Do season tickets cost that much? It's funny, I always make fun of people about sports, But I understand. I know I could plausibly get involved in sports as much as other people do. Of like watching people play football and being super excited and wanting to watch it right as that, all that stuff. It could happen to me. And I kind of purposefully make it not happen. I'll tell people, having fun watching sports ball. You know. But, I don't know where I was going with that. But, yeah, that. I was thinking I was going to make a point, but I can't remember what it was. Nope, can't remember. So, you know. I could get in. I was going to say something about, I watched Olympics at one point. I actually said during one of the podcasts that I had just been watching curling, which I never finished because it was a freaking 2-hour long video. But, yeah. Oh, time to walk. Awesome. 1 foot, 2 foot, 1 foot, 2 foot. 1 foot, 2 foot, 2 foot, 1 foot. Then another foot, and then another foot, and then another foot, and then another foot. It's like I'm walking or something. Who'd have thought? Oh, by the way, the light finally turned and let me go. I mean, I guess it wasn't technically restraining me, so it's maybe inaccurate to say it would let me go. But, you know, it told me it was safe, I guess. And it could have told people, you know, it told me that it was okay to go. When before it told me not to go. And so before that, it could have told other people not to go to let me go. And that's what I'm mad about. So there we go. Big long explanation. Makes sense now, right? Right. Cool. So that's cool. Walking up the road, almost to the store place. Huh. So store has two meanings, right? It could mean a place where you buy things, but it can also mean a place where you store things. As in, like, where you keep something, where a thing's permanent residence is. Right? So, then I wonder if the first definition I mentioned actually migrated, because, like, stores certainly have to store things. And really, that's almost their job, is to, like, to store the stuff in a place closer to you so that you can more easily get to it. Like, I guess I technically could go to every single, you know, distributor of products and be like, oh, hey, Coca-Cola, I want a single bottle of Coke. Oh, hey, Top Ramen people, I want 20 packs of Top Ramen. You know, that stuff. And that wouldn't really work very well. Especially if I had to drive to each and every place. It's much more efficient to do it the way we do, presumably. Yeah, I heard that 80% of the energy from burning gasoline in a car is wasted as heat. I thought that was really interesting. So, like, I'm assuming that's with, you know, high efficiency cars. So that's really weird to think about, that, like, it's hard to, I'm assuming it's at least, that it's hard to get any better than that, just because with how much people are willing to spend on cars of, you know, thousands of dollars, people are willing to spend hundreds of thousands on cars. And so there's not really a cost barrier. Well, then again, I'm completely making up the fact that I may very likely have wrong here. that I'm just sort of assuming is that no cars get very far past that 20% mark, like maybe 30%. But it's quite possible that there is actually some car that costs $3 million that gets it to 80% efficiency or something. So, I don't actually know. But it is weird to think about. If only we could harness energy from heat. But apparently the laws of the universe say no. That, like, if you have a difference in heat, you can do that. You can generate energy. But, you can't just cool something down and get energy from it, which is really weird. I don't know, just seems like you should be able to, right? But you can't. Like, if you could, you know, ACs would generate energy. Like, an air conditioner would be an investment, not a direct cost, you know? And so, like, because, you know, it's taking heat energy out of the air to make it cold air, and then it has energy, so it, you know, puts that back into the grid, and now you have more energy, I think. I think. But there's a big truck going off, so that's cool. I guess they were probably delivering stuff to Fred's. That makes sense. That's a big truck. Gosh, that's like taking up plenty of lanes, like all of them. That's weird. I guess it makes sense, because it's a big truck. Like, I feel like it shouldn't be allowed, but it is, presumably, because he's doing it. I don't know, maybe it's not allowed. Maybe he shouldn't have been doing that. But I've seen also other trucks do that, and so I assume it's legal. I'm making a lot of assumptions today, so, you know. Lots and lots of assumptions. Yeah. Now, the question is, oh no, oh, there's going to be the bell ringing guy. I better go around the other side. I think the bell ringing guy isn't at the other entrance. I think he is not at the other entrance. So I better go to the other entrance. I mean, you're wrong. There may just be another person there that's also ringing a bell. I mean, why do they have to have a person there? They probably get more donations, I guess, if they have a person there versus not. And maybe the person's educated on whatever organization it is, so that when people ask, what do you do, blah, 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 they can answer the question. Just quickly breaking some pieces of chocolate in my pocket. For some reason, it's difficult. Oh, there we go. I need to cross, and there's a bunch of cars. And so I'm going to start crossing. I'm going to go around this person, and this is like a lot closer to Frogger than I might maybe like, but there we go, we're at the end. I really want to eat this chocolate, but I don't want to sound horrible. Then again, maybe I already do sound horrible, so maybe it won't make a difference. Although horrible plus horrible is not horrible, it's more horrible, so, you know. It probably would make a difference, even if it was horrible. So, probably shouldn't, you know? Like, if the audio is such bad quality that you have to, like, strain your brain to try and understand what I'm saying, it still makes it worse if I'm, like, I don't know, killing children as part of the recording, you know? That would sort of make it worse still, you know? It hasn't hit a limit, you know? So, yeah. Yeah, so that's not a podcast that's gonna happen. Just in case you were curious, that's oh no. Dear God, no. I don't know. I guess I was just trying to think of like the most horrible thing, and I succeeded. That's pretty horrible. Yeah. So, success, maybe? Technically? I don't know if there's a sidewalk here. I think like that main entrance is the only one that's meant to be walked into. Yeah, there's no sidewalk there, so I'm just gonna walk in the parking lot. And be weird like that and have to watch out for cars. Damn it. Can't quite see the full entrance, so I don't know if there's a person there. But I think if there is a person there, I might call different places, because, I mean, earmuffs, ramen, and chocolate syrup, I'm pretty sure every single grocery store is going to have that. So, it's, you know, I pretty much just call all the grocery stores and, hey, do you have a guy who rings the bell at the entrance? If they say no, good, they're selected to have me shop there. This person, just want to make sure they see me. They're not moving. They don't see me, presumably, but they're also not moving, so I guess that's good. They're sort of just staring at whatever device, but they have their car on, presumably because they're going to move soon, but I don't know. Oh, I don't see a person. Oh, this might be, this is a good decision. I should remember this. Unless they're like accidentally hiding, there's no person who rings the bell at this entrance. So hooray for having stores that are so fucking gigantic that they have multiple entrances that the annoying bell ringers can't cover all of them. Now I have to make the decision of whether or not to keep recording. I'm in the store. I think there's few enough people that I can go ahead. Oh, I forgot to get a cart. Whoops. Important details, getting a cart. Ooh, candy. Fun fact. I think it's impossible for me to walk into a store and not buy candy. I like a cart. Cool. Then I still have the bag from the other store, so that's going to be weird, but hopefully they won't make a fuss of it. They probably won't, knowing, but it's on the general thing and stuff. What? Oh, gotcha, okay. I had a thing that's like, said, feel free to shop the tree, which didn't make sense at first. It's confusing, but then I realized it meant you were allowed to take ornaments off to buy them. I am hungry. I'm surprisingly hungry. I guess walking like that makes me not only thirsty, but also hungry, because I downed a thing of Soylent just before I left. Maybe I should have downed it too. I wonder if you can hear the announcement in the background. Probably can, but it's not very loud, if I had to guess. I'm on a limited budget. I mean, you know, I'm not like poor or anything, just limited spending left for this week. I'm gonna have to draw from savings to do like Christmas presents and stuff. I kind of wish Christmas, like, didn't exist. Like, just, people want to know what to buy me, and I'm like, everything that I want, either I already have it, or it's too expensive, or I don't quite know if I want it. Like, everything I want falls into one of those categories. Like, it's just... So, you know? What is this? It's a techno slingshot. What the fuck? There's nothing techno about this. What? Weird. Anyway. Well, these refrigerated sectional thingamajigger. Okay, I need like a running total on my phone. I wish there was like an app for it. In fact, I've like made a web app for it like 20 times that have all sucked. And stuff, but yeah. So what I should do is go. I mean, really, if I just have like a notepad of some sort open, I should be good. And on my phone, weirdly enough, the best notepad is actually just to open a blank email. Yeah. So, like, basically have a running total of all the things in my cart to make sure, try and make sure that I don't go over the amount of money in my card, so I don't have to face the awkward part where I have to do stuff at the checkout stand. Although usually I do self-checkout, which means I don't have to like face the person, you know. Move out of this person's way. Oh, there's lots of people. I wonder if certainly they can hear me. I wonder if they, like, think it's weird. You know, that's the thing I'm always wondering that I'm supposed to not be caring about. Oh my gosh, that announcement is really loud. It should go die in a hole. Okay, so now I'm up to that much amount, so that's cool. And, yeah, I'm bringing you guys shopping. Aren't you excited to be with me? There's a thing on the... Okay, anyway. The person was trying to get the bag out, but it has... trying to, like, rip it apart, but it has a little thing to rip specifically for ripping the bags apart. She just had it, like, too far out and, like, three bags worth of line out for... It's like the grocery... for the fresh food bag, basically, you know? Usually for like, fruits and vegetables. Yeah. I don't know if I'm making any sense, but, you know, minor detail of making sense. All right, five for a dollar, 20 cents. Might as well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Cool. So that was four groups of five. So they're $1. So $4 plus tax is about $4.50. Because in America, taxes are not included in the price, which is very annoying. Very, very annoying. So $7.50 plus $4.50 is $12, I think. Right? Because, yeah. So, wow, that was quick. What's my amount that I have? 1843, okay. Well, I didn't know I'd get this close, but, yeah. It happens. So, I might have to just transfer money. Otherwise, I'm not going to have enough for earmuffs. And I guess I can just get a single thing of chocolate. As opposed to, I usually get multiple, just because, sort of, why not? This is going to be kind of heavy, but I'll live with it. I got a text message. I'm headed to Fred's. Where are you? Oh, hey! I might be able to get a ride home! I'm at Fred's. And I'm, like, just tired of talking and stuff. So, yeah. Thanks for listening to this episode of John Luke Walking. Hope you enjoyed. Leave a comment. Or two comments. If you're feeling brave and adventureful, you can leave two comments. I will see you all next episode. If I make one, no guarantees.